IHS has long been underfunded, and Native Americans have often been left without the health care that they need. KUNM's media partner, New Mexico In Depth, has undertaken to explore issues affecting Native Americans in New Mexico. And reporter Bryant Furlow found that 19,000 Native Americans here are expected to enroll in the state's expanded Medicaid program or to enroll in private health insurance under the New Mexico Health Insurance Exchange. One of the challenges for Native American healthcare advocates is making sure that tribal members have accurate information about the ACA. Furlow recently spent a day with Native healthcare guide Sunny Wayaki, who's been working to let members of local tribes know more about their new choices.
So I spent a couple of days following the efforts of two Native American health guides, Eric Lujan from Okeawenge and Taos, and Sunny Wayaki, who is Navajo and Cochiti. Sonny's working here in Albuquerque to enroll natives who live in the urban area, and Eric's working with the northern Pueblos. They're trying to reach out to Native American populations who have for generations relied on the Federal Indian Health Service, or IHS, for their health care.
With your time on the streets reporting on this, what did you see?
I saw a pretty consistent pattern of initial skepticism as they were approached. Natives would be approached. Sonny would just walk up to them on the street and introduce himself. They struck me initially, in most cases, as somebody who thought that Sonny was about to try to sell them a bill of goods. But once he explained what he was doing, the information outreach, showed them a pamphlet explaining what it would mean for them, most people warmed considerably and were very interested. And Sonny said that one of the crucial things in outreach in Indian country is to get people to take the pamphlets to grandma, he said, because grandmothers inhabit this very important node or position in the informal communications or information networks on the reservations, and make sure that everybody gets the word about what's going on with health insurance.
It was interesting to me that Sunny Wayaki was taking such a face-to-face approach in his outreach. I mean, literally riding buses around town in an effort to educate Native Americans about expanded health insurance options.
That's right. He likes laundromats. That's a good place to find uninsured people. He was spending so much time at some of the malls catching shoppers who looked like they might be Native American that the mall security actually became concerned and asked him to not do outreach at the malls anymore. And the interesting thing was he was noticing these patterns around Albuquerque that Native Americans who live on the west side tend to be insured. Many of them work for Intel, whereas people he meets on the bus, people he meets near the VA very frequently are underinsured or uninsured. Even veterans who should be covered by the Veterans Administration, Native American vets, have had this problem for many years, that when they go to the VA for care, they're referred to the IHS clinic. And when they go to the IHS, the people there say, well, you're a veteran, you should go to the VA. And very frequently, Native vets are giving up on pursuing care because they feel like they're being ping-ponged between those two bureaucracies.
Okay, so there's a gap there that they've been experiencing.
Right.
Let me ask you about one of the final points in your writing here. Clinics that have historically been tribal healthcare clinics now are allowed to accept non-tribal patients. And the thought that health clinics and health services can now become an economic enterprise for tribes.
Yeah, that's an important change that's been happening over the last few years and may accelerate under Obamacare. Healthcare in Indian country can be an economic development engine, and many tribes have taken over their local health clinic from the IHS. They still get IHS funding, but the tribal clinics are now actually run by employees of the tribe. The federal government offers some incentives for this kind of transition, including higher rates of reimbursement for certain kinds of health care. And that should allow the tribes who take over their local clinics to offer clinicians better pay and attract people to come out and work in these rural areas. That's always a challenge in rural New Mexico, to find a doctor willing to move his family out there and practice in a remote part of the hinterlands.
So looking forward, it looks like these healthcare guides definitely have their work cut out for them.
The healthcare guides working in Indian country actually have more work cut out for them than people working in Hispanic or Anglo communities. Sonny told me that on average, he thinks they will have to make contact with a Native American 5 or 6 times before they will get that person to actually make a decision to enroll. They have a lot of questions. There are historical sources of mistrust for the federal government, and these are federal programs.
Native Americans who don't want to enroll in Obamacare must sign a waiver to opt out by April 15th in order to avoid paying a fine. Bryant Furlow is a reporter with New Mexico In Depth, a KUNM media partner. And you can find more of his reporting on the impact of the ACA on Native Americans in New Mexico on our website at KUNM.org, including a closer look at how Obamacare is expected to help patients gain access to more specialized care. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.